Welcome to the Drink to We're Funny podcast, an Alt-P production. Leave us a voicemail at 773-828-4397 or send us an email at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com.
On tonight's show, teabagging with Sleepy Time Bear. Ketchup is 0 points and leaving Las Vegas.
Morning, Wood.
Morning, Glory.
Morning, After.
Oh, dear.
It's and it evening. Starts all over again.
That's right. We can have high and by. We can have the morning.
Oh, it'll sweep the nation. We'll be popular again.
We're popular. Well, Justin and I are.
I was going to say, were we ever popular?
Well, on a small scale. I was recognized in public by my voice.
Popular.
You were?
Yeah, I was.
When was that?
A couple weeks ago. It wasn't so much by my voice, but someone said, "Hey, Dina," and was talking to me. And then Paul, one of our first emailers, first one to get howdy done,
long time listener,
"Are you Dina?" Yeah. "From the podcast?" Yeah. "Drink to More Funny?" Yeah. "I love you. I listen to you every week. You totally make the show." And yes. That's when Justin came from around the corner, aha, saying, "I told you so."
Well, we were at Bobby Love's at the PNS Explosion Listener Appreciation Party.
That's a lap dance to you and me.
And I had a good time. I had a little too much of Bobby's love that night because those drinks sneak up on you because they're
big.
No
love.
I was going to say, no glove, no love.
Heard that. By the way, this is actually not a stand-in for Dina. It's really me, and I'm not pinching my nose shut or nothing. I'm a little bit of the sick.
Don't get me sick.
I'll try
not
to.
That's what the puff guards are for.
That's right. It's for your protection.
Antibacterial puff guard.
I'm going to squeeze myself a little Purell on mine.
You should. Maybe that would clear out my sinuses. Just alcohol.
Put it in your nose. This is John, by the way.
Oh, and this is Justin.
Well, hey there.
Some people still can't tell you bitches apart.
I know.
I don't get it.
I don't either. But I am so happy to finally be back together with you guys.
It's together again.
Together forever we go.
I just can't join you.
I don't even know what you're singing.
I messed that up.
I got it.
Yeah, that was Bette's close of her. One album, Notch.
Oh, we really are.
Oh, it's
are.
So good to be back together.
Joining us in the studio is the Notch.
The ever-present.
Yeah, always making an appearance. Probably lingering a little longer than is necessary.
It's like the elephant in the bedroom.
The pink one?
Hey, I've got a pink elephant.
You do?
I'm pink elephant certified.
I got a little one.
How'd you get Pink Elephant certified?
By worshipping false idols.
Oh, American idols.
ITIL idols.
That was awful.
Absolutely awful.
Dreadful.
Worst podcast I have ever heard in my life. You have no talent. So we have been gone for 2 weeks.
Have you missed us?
We should pause there to let them answer.
Oh, we missed you too.
It's like watching Dora the Explorer.
Explorer?
Yeah, I always say Dora the Explorer.
Okay.
They're trying to be cute. I watched so many children's shows on my break.
Your hiatus?
My hiatus. Because I was down in Albuquerque with my sister.
New Mexico?
Your sister's a child?
Louisiana.
Oh.
No, I was down in Albuquerque, New Mexico. My sister has just had a baby. And I went down to spend some time with them. And John drove down with me from Boulder, too.
John, your boyfriend?
John, my boyfriend.
Because you're John.
I'm John, but my boyfriend's name is also John.
Okay.
We can tell each other apart. So... When I was there, I watched so many children's programs. Have you guys ever seen the Doodle Bops?
No.
No.
The gayest children's show on television.
You said this about the Boobas. You said this about the
Tinky
squiggly
winky.
Things, whatever the hell those guys are.
What are those? Oh, Teletubbies.
Yeah, I was thinking of the other ones, the guys who dress in primary colors, and they're uber gay.
Oh, yeah, the ones from Australia.
Yeah, what are they?
The diddles, the twiddles, the something. Anyway, but the doodle bops, I swear.
No, this time I really mean
this
it.
This time I mean it. They are the gayest program for children. John and I were watching it on one morning, and we were waiting for them to... They pop out of like a closet at the start of a show.
In drag.
And then they start talking. And like before this guy had said two words, we're like, because he's like, hey, Kang, it's super to see you.
Big gay Al is human, apparently.
But it's a good show. I watched it actually here once at home.
After you were parted from the toddler?
After I was gone from the toddlers, yeah.
Is it on your TiVo now?
I don't have TiVo.
Oh.
You got your VCR set?
I don't have my VCR
set. Use your VCR plus code to get it. 19 short digits can record the show for you.
No, I didn't record it. It happened to be on last Saturday morning, so I flipped to it and watched a couple of minutes of it.
In lieu of the Golden Girls?
No, I did end up on the Golden Girls.
Okay. I'm glad to see tradition is still alive.
Yeah. Couldn't miss Blanche and Dorothy and Rose and Sophia.
Did anything else exciting happen in Albuquerque?
It was a new experience for me. I'm not much on toddlers because I have a short attention span and short patience.
I have to use a lot of ketchup.
They're tasty that way. But zero
deep
points
fried
for the ketchup. but it was a new experience for me because I got a lot of alone time with my oldest niece, Daria. And
can you say her name?
Daria.
I mean, is it okay?
Well, it's not like they're going to listen.
She might be.
Although my parents did just get DSL. I'm so shocked.
They did?
Yeah.
It's available there in Ewan?
In Ewan, Missouri from the Ewan Telephone Co-op.
That is fantastic.
I wonder, it's like twice the speed of dial-up.
You know what's happening, right?
What?
Your dad's going to have an iPod within no time.
But I asked him about iPods. He says, I don't want one.
That doesn't stop your mom. She wants to buy one for him.
She wants to buy one for her, but she gives it to him.
Okay, well, he's going to have an iPod for his birthday in April.
Well, they're not going to find this because they're not going to know how to use iTunes.
If I send it to them, they'll find it.
That's right.
And an unsigned postcard.
Thought you should hear this.
Wish you were here.
It's 10 o'clock p.m. Do you know where your children are podcasting?
If we're still here at 10 p.m.
We got bigger problems. Yeah. I'm going to need some NyQuil tonight.
It's the nighttime coffee. Sniffling.
That's what I was going to be rattling off.
Stuffy head fever so you can rest medicine. No, but I got time with Daria, separate of anybody else. And if you've never been with a toddler alone, and you're not a pedophile like I'm not, then you might be a little nervous around children.
No, actually, I think most non-pedophiles aren't nervous around children.
Well, I was nervous around children because I haven't spent a lot of time around children, and historically I've never been very good around children, like when my cousin Nathan was born.
Don't limit yourself. You're not good around people.
That's true.
See, I'm not a pedophile, but when I'm around children, I always get these like butterflies on my stomach, and I wonder if they like me. But I'm not a pedophile.
Oh! Next, Al. Picking up.
Chirping. So.
So you enjoyed the time then?
I did enjoy the time. It was a new experience for me, and I am glad that I had it.
Super.
Well, good.
You did a lot of traveling recently.
I have not been home much. I made my way out to the Denver's, Colorado's.
Why is everything plural with you, like Walmart's?
Because add the extra S for saving.
Thank you. Roll them back.
Jesus saves.
So
here.
I went and saw Kirk and Gina, and I actually visited John, John, but our John's John.
John, right.
You went to a public bathroom?
No.
I went to the John.
Oh, well, because this John, he's like a Costanza. He knows where all the bathrooms are.
Oh, that's true. I'm starting to get to know where all the ones in Boulder and Denver are, too.
See?
So I think the highlight was when Kirk and Gina and John and I went to the Celestial Seasonings tea factory plant thing. And we got the tour and got to see millions of pounds of tea, which is very exciting. But the best part was getting to the production line where they actually put the tea together. And my favorite station along the way, they had a big sign up that said, tea bagging.
Oh.
And this is where all the tea bagging takes place. And I'm thinking to myself, is that a union job?
Did you get a picture of yourself under the sign or anything?
There were no pictures allowed. Otherwise, I absolutely would have. But someone has to bag, like, you know, 10 million bags of tea a day. And I'm just thinking, my jaw would hurt.
Oh, definitely.
So that was the highlight. That and flying first class. I flew first class for the first time ever.
Wow.
When I checked, don't worry, I didn't buy a first class ticket. Mm. But when I checked in, it comes up on the screen and it says, I was traveling at a pretty off time, and it said you can upgrade to first class for $100. And having never flown first class, I thought, what the hey? So I did. It was delightful.
This just proves how cheap I am, because
you'd go in the overhead compartment. Well, if you could. Well, feet first.
When I came back from Albuquerque, I got a similar offer, and I declined it because I'm too cheap.
Well, it was a good time. I don't know if it was worth $100, but it was very nice. The funniest part is that, you know, everything's about presentation. They bring the warm towels, and you get a little ramekin of roasted nuts and all of that. And so they bring you your lunch, and it's on a tray, and it's got a cloth, you know, a cloth liner, and everything's very elegant. And you get your cloth napkin, and you delicately unwrap your cloth napkin to find a plastic fork and knife.
Of course.
But not wrapped in plastic, too, is it?
No. No, they did unwrap it first. But try eating a salad with a plastic fork. The tines just sort of would wrap around the salad, so you had to kind of scoop it like it was a spoon. They should have just given us a spork.
Like down to the Hardee's?
Right, or the KFCs.
Ooh,
does KFC still have sporks?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's a shame.
With their little bucket parfaits.
Sporks are fun.
Sporks are fun.
So that was fun. I got a massage. This is an interesting story. So there's a massage school there, and we go and we get massages. They have them on Fridays. And I get this guy doing my massage, and he starts working on my neck. And he's like, you know, the left side of your neck is a lot more tense than the right side. He's like, are you right-handed or left-handed? And I said, oh, I'm right-handed. He's like, that's odd, because normally the tension is on the same side as your handedness. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I let it go, because anyone who knows me knows that the one thing I do use my left hand for is getting ready for bed.
Heard it.
So I didn't say anything, because I didn't want to embarrass him and myself, because I'm already lying naked on a table. And sure enough, 5 minutes later, he comes back to it. He's like, I don't understand why it's so, your left side is so tense. And so finally, I said, well, there are some things that I do with my left hand, but I don't think you want to hear about it. And he was like, oh, well, that would explain it. And he just kept going.
Well, you must get ready for bed all the time then.
And then he started talking about his girlfriend
lot. Did you get a happy ending?
Yeah, 10 extra bucks.
$100 for first class and 10 for a happy ending?
I was all about the upgrades.
Apparently.
Well, did you get any free nuts with the happy ending?
No, but I got a wet towel on my face. So that was my trip to Denver. Oh, and I went skiing for the first time ever.
Oh, you've never been skiing?
No.
Hate it.
It was awful. It was the most embarrassing.
It's hard.
It's very hard. And the first time I went up the chairlift, I was ready to go, too. I had been on, like, the little kiddie hill. It's like 25, you know, 5 and 6-year-olds and me in this, like, corralled off, you know, 2% slope, and taking the tow rope up to the top, and the kids are like, why is the main guy on me? He's holding up the line. Like, shut the fuck up. So we finally, we go up to the top of the hill, and I'm ready to jump off that chairlift. I'm, you know, he's like, okay, here it comes. And I just, he's like, you just hop off and just naturally glide down this little hill. But we get to the top, and it's a fucking cliff off the side, at least in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So I'm ready to go. I lean forward, and as the chair comes up, I jump off, and I hit the ground with both my skis, and then then immediately go head over heel all the way down. My skis, like, clip off, and thank God there weren't people right behind me, but I made an absolute fool. And then I can't get up. I can't stand up, and I have to take off both skis, and oh, it was a mess. I was so embarrassed. I'm glad that nobody I know was there.
I'm so surprised you're telling us the story, actually.
I know, because no one else would know. Well, Kirk knew, because I was almost in tears. You know, people cry out of frustration, like at work, and I always think that's ridiculous. I'm thinking, who can't handle, you know, stress that they have to cry? I didn't cry, but I was so close.
John and I are hiding right now.
I've never been closer to crying out of frustration in my life as I was halfway down this fucking hill, one ski on, one ski off, and the instructor going, well, that was better than the last time you fell.
You fall with grace.
The one time I went skiing, I had a similar incident where I started on the bunny hill and ended up on the big guy's hill. And
the big boys. These are your big boy pants. Don't crap in those.
Well, I ended up, I made it, I was so embarrassed, just like you, that I didn't know how fast it was going to be. Because when you're on a sled, I mean, that seems pretty fast.
My toboggan never went this fast.
But when it's just two boards strapped to your feet, my God, how fast you seem to be going. Well, I went head over heels, face down in the snow, and my legs bent in a 90-degree angle behind me, but then the skis crossed each other in an X, but they were pointed to the ground. So I was, like, lodged face down with the X behind me holding my legs in the position they were in. I couldn't move because I couldn't, like, bend backwards. Thankfully, one good Samaritan skied by and popped the little clip on my shoe so that I could get out of the skis.
Thanks, kid.
Right? So anyway, I ended up, I'm like 400 feet from the bottom and I ended up scooting down on my ass.
It's a wonder you never made it into the Cirque du Soleil.
I am pretty graceful.
Aren't you preparing for the 2010 Winter Olympics?
Mm-mm. Hey, they'll be in your neighborhood.
2007 Gay Games. Or 2006, sorry.
2006 Chicago, yeah. Gay Games.
That's right.
Yeah, coming on to Chicago.
Thousands of international athletes all in my neighborhood. I need to take some time off from work.
Heard it.
So...
We went to Vegas.
We did.
Vegas,
Viva
baby.
Las Vegas.
I was really disappointed that I don't have that on my iPod. I wanted to hear it on the plane. Mm-hmm. I sat next to a guy on the plane who put the gas in Vegas. From the moment we were airborne, he farted all the way there.
Now, did he take credit for it?
No. He was definitely trying not to.
What is it, a 3-hour flight?
Four. 4 hours of...
Could you hear him?
Yeah, and he insisted on doing chair exercises, too.
Oh, no.
So he stirred things up.
Was this an elderly man?
He was probably about 60.
He wanted to make sure them blood clots didn't build up in his varicose veins.
But he was in the middle, and he would put his arms across his chest like an X, and then shake from side to side. And then he would put his spirit fingers in the air directly above him and then in front of him. All the while, just fart, fart, farting. I couldn't wait to get off that plane. I was like, can you crack a window?
Can somebody open the emergency door?
It's terrible. He was a gassy man. What can I say? Apparently pressure does that to people.
Apparently.
Well, there's such a thing as the Portland fizz, because the altitude changes from here to there. the first time you go to Portland from here to there, you'll have a lot of gas.
Did you coin this phrase?
No, John's friends did.
Oh.
They went to Portland first, and they got really gassy. And then I went with him, and it happened again.
Portland, Oregon?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Not Portland, Maine.
Oh. Another thing that happened in Vegas is that, so Justin and I were there with our friend, Susan. And Susan and Justin and I have all decided that we want to open a Chicago-based casino. And so we came up with different ideas about what would be, you know, the big claim to fame and what kind of things we'd have and what themes we'd use. But the funniest shit in the world was later in the weekend when she said to me, "Siftka, save it for the casino."
Didn't we decide on the Windy City Casino and Hotel?
That is the one, yeah. Windy City.
We can't really say much more copyright slander reasons.
Heard it.
Of course.
That's liable. Illegal.
That's a legal term.
Yeah.
That's illegal. If somebody does it now, we got this podcast as proof.
We're going to have the Eat My Arm Cafe, though.
Eat my arm, gonna eat my arm. Eat my arm, gonna eat my arm. Don't eat the bone, it'll chip your tooth. Just eat my arm, gonna eat my arm. It's a fade out.
I see that. That's nice. Kind of like haircuts in the 80s.
Right, right.
Or forever in blue jeans on vinyl.
Ooh.
So it fades out.
Feathered.
Well, I did something different on Tuesday. My friend Rachel, which you've all met, we went to Weight Watchers.
Is that the one next to the Cold Stone?
It is the one next to the Cold Stone.
Did you stop at the Cold Stone afterward?
No, but I thought about it.
Let's celebrate.
Let's go get some Cold Stone. So I'm well on my way to financial success.
Susie Orman?
You look much thinner.
Thank you. I've lost, I don't know. I haven't weighed myself since I've been there.
Since Tuesday?
Tuesday. But their scale I know is wrong because I've been weighing myself in the gym with the doctor's scale, you know, the kind with the weights. And I'm assuming that's more correct than the digital one that they have. And then my doctor weighed me the next morning. So if I total it back from January 9th, I have lost 16 pounds.
Wow, congratulations.
But most of that was before I joined Weight Watchers, so, you know, they can't really take the credit
for it. Did you shave your back?
I did lose 16 pounds of back hair.
Just think, if you shaved your ass, there's five
oh my
more.
God.
I have no hair on my ass.
It's the only place on his body. You remember that from episodes such as...
Oh, that's a good time. But it's interesting, to say the least. One of the things that...
Actually, if you were going to say the least, you'd shut up now.
Okay.
Hey, we missed you too.
Welcome back, John.
So I thought it was funny that we were having a discussion, a pep talk, about how we can have get-togethers without food. And the lady...
What's the
we
point?
We can't even record a podcast without food.
Well, the lady, she's like, well, and you know, every holiday doesn't have to start and end with a beef brisket. And I'm thinking.
Well, there goes Columbus Day. No,
well, next Yom Kippur.
Just for the record, for our listeners who are on Weight Watchers, this podcast is 3 points.
Thank you. I did bring my points finder slide rule with me.
I love a good slide rule.
And my quick track diary to keep track of how many points I've had. And my getting started book, which I'm supposed to read by next meeting. And I haven't really read yet.
You paid for homework? Fat homework? Yes. Just checking.
Well, and as we discovered at dinner tonight, since I get 28 points a day and I have 19 left over at this point, and it's like 7:30, 7:40, something like that. I should have eaten more.
You should have. But I think I got a candy bar in my office.
No,
somewhere.
That's quite all right. I had a sugar-free lozenge.
That really satisfies.
Don't suppose you have any more of those, do you?
I have Ricola. Would you like a Ricola?
Ricola. No, thank you.
Okay.
It's because he doesn't want the podcast to sound like this. Isn't that right?
It is. So one of the things I enjoy about traveling is watching the local news, because in smaller cities, the news is very different than it is in Chicago.
Heard that.
Chicago's like murder, 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 corruption at City Hall, murder.
Weather.
What you don't know about your toothpaste could kill you.
Skilling.
Right.
So
weather and sports.
On the Las Vegas news, this was the evening news, they apparently recently had an incident where some boys were hazing a boy in the locker room. This was the football team. And they had him in the shower, and there was some sexual misconduct, harassment, if you will. And so everyone's
Kirk
up in
J.
arms.
Harassment?
Right. And so they're trying to figure out what to do, and the kids have been suspended, and it's this big, you know, hubbub. Blah, blah, blah. So the mother of one of the boys is on the news, and she's, you know, she's in a dark room, so you just see her silhouette.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, nameless mother. And she's like, well, I just, you know, I just don't understand what the big deal is. These boys are just horsing around. I mean, you know, when you get boys together, they're going to take each other's clothes off, and they're going to be poking around, and you might get some accidental penetration, but there is nothing wrong with that. Boys will be boys.
Gay boys will be boys.
What I want to know is, where was this when I was in school? I mean,
hello,
to be
goodbye.
to be held down by the football team and poked? Sounds like a dream to me.
Just show them where the wet is.
Better than working at Hardee's.
Heard that.
A little easier than making some biscuits.
Okay. Which is not easy to do.
I know.
We have to hear this again.
Listen to you with your salad bar stories.
Oh, that's true. Oh, I miss the salad bar sometimes. It
you know,
so
keeping
simple.
A salad bar ain't as easy as you think.
Oh, it's not. It's just not. The nachos alone. Well, I had some interesting experiences today from one of our friends in India.
Oh, no.
Is it Harpreet?
No, it's not Harpreet.
Rohit?
It was Rohit.
Oh, Rohit.
Rohit, and I do finally have confirmation that Rohit likes the boys.
Ooh.
Oh, how did that happen?
It was through a clever use of the word sandwich, which, if you've listened to our prior podcasts, was a code word that he and I used.
Yes, from your New Year's Eve.
Okay, right. But from that discussion, it wasn't definitive. So did something else happen?
Well, I had said that, because he kept talking about she and her, because he's apparently met someone.
Oh.
And I said, did you get a sandwich? And he's like, oh, yes, of course I did. And I said, from a girl? He's like, you know that sandwich is a code word. So from that, I infer that girl.
That sandwich is a code word for sex or taco salad?
Well, no, for boys.
I don't know that you're right on this one.
Oh, it sounds to me more like he was saying that he got behind the beef curtains, not that it was a boy.
He's gay. He is gay.
And I wish people could see you right now, because it would be the emphatic point. He's gay, damn it. John, I want him to be gay, so he's gay.
You think everyone's gay.
I mean, I don't want him to be gay. Who would choose to be gay? As my sister said to me. She's like, John, why would you choose to be gay?
Well, why would you? Nobody would.
I got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I have a job and a boyfriend, and that's all I need.
Okay, Becky. Oh.
You're not the only one with jokes, John.
I suppose not. So here's the point of my story.
Okay.
So
for those of you listening after the fact, you can go back to 12 minutes and 58 seconds to hear the beginning of the story.
So Rohit and I were talking today, and he was complaining about how long it takes him to work, because he says it takes 2.5 hours to get 18 miles. And I said, well, I live less than a mile.
By foot? Is he walking?
No. Apparently, it takes 2.5 hours to get to work, because there's a bus that takes them, and it stops at everyone's house. So 2.5 hours for 18 miles. And I said, well, my commute is about 5 minutes, because I live a mile from work. And he's like, oh, well, then you must surely enjoy walking to work.
Yeah, speaking of that money you're spending on Weight Watchers, how about that idea?
Well, I know. And I keep saying I'm going to, but I never have.
It is anyway. February. I'll let it slide.
Well, so anyway, I said, oh, I don't walk to work. And that's when Rohit said, oh, from the look of your picture, you need to.
You're kidding.
No. And I I said, I am putting you on my block list, Rohit. So for that reason, Rohit is burning in hell with Harpreet.
Harpreet and Rohit, side by side, burning in hell.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
And just for our listeners who have not met John, John is not a like big fat guy. I mean, we're not talking about...
Ain't no Jabba the Hutt.
Right. So there's...
Thank you.
Well, I mean, he wears his 210 well, don't get me wrong. He's sitting there thinking, I wish I was 210.
Yeah. I'm trying to lose those last 60 hard-to-lose pounds.
If you're just trying to lose 20 or 30 vanity pounds, this diet pill's not for you.
Not for you.
This is for the serious dieter.
Well, after that, we got into a discussion. I told him how I'd lost some weight, and he translated it to kilograms for me. And I'm like, I don't understand your funny math.
The funny math system of the rest of the world.
Well, he's like, well, you've lost, because he did the math wrong at first. He's like, you've lost 3.6 kilograms. And that was wrong. It was actually 6 kilograms that I'd lost. And then I said to him, I don't understand the Dewey Decimal System. We got rid of it years ago.
Did he understand the humor in
that? He didn't get the humor in that.
He ain't never been to the library. I want a Dewey Decimal B at one point in my childhood.
Dork alert.
Oh, totally. And I got a book called Scrappy as my gift. It was about a girl soccer player.
Oh.
And my librarian from grade school had signed the inside. Congratulations, Dina. What Dewey Decimal B champion.
What was her name?
Oh, I don't remember.
Mine was Mrs. Cave. And the funny thing was that our library was in the basement.
Dungeon. Mrs. Dungeness Crab. I don't know.
All right. Well, the only Dewey Decimal I remember is 999 reference.
Reference. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't 999. It was 900s were all reference.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't remember the Dewey Decimal System at all. I remember as a small child thinking, couldn't they automate this with computers?
These are a lot of big slidey things. They're apothecary tables now. I mean, you can pick them up at the Pottery Barn.
Now, see, when I was a kid in the library, I thought, gosh, I like all the pretty colors and the covers of the books. I didn't think about computers or anything like that.
Well, if you knew how to read, you probably mm-hmm. would have had a different appreciation.
The things that I went to grade school not knowing how to do were...
Oh my God. Dress yourself?
I knew how to dress myself, but I didn't pick out my own clothes. I did not know how to tie my shoes going to grade school. I did not know how to read. And that was... Second grade is like when I started to learn how to read. And then I did not know how to blow my nose either.
Oh, you were one of those... Come here. Blow.
Yeah, I would blow through my mouth. And my mom would say, blow your nose. And I would protrude my lower lip and blow upwards to my nose. Like that. I'm pretty literal.
Your first blowjob was probably a pretty funny sight, too.
Kind of a surprise. That's not what...
That's not a blowjob.
I'm not supposed... No? Okay. And that's when he grabbed my nose and said, come here.
Blow.
Well, he did have a napkin nearby, so... You're going to need this.
Here.
Oh, Grandpa.
Come here. I want to give you a softie.
Oh.
We got some howdy-do's.
We have a lot of howdy-do's.
Oh, let's get started.
Let's not make this a big production, then.
Okay.
Howdy-do's.
Sorry.
Sorry.
John.
And now it's time for the howdy-do's.
Howdy-do's.
I had me a couple howdy-do's down from the AIM. It's been quite a while, but I wanted to say hello to Willie in Connecticut, to Nathan in Huntington. I can't talk today. I got a cold. Huntington Beach, and Kevin down in the Mormonville, a.k.a. Salt Lake City. Also had me a howdy-do to Cliff, who left us a little vidya. Well, two vidyas he gave us. From some Saturday Night Live. And I did like the, you know, you can fill your crack with your cock. Any kind of double entendre is always appreciated here.
The black cock is what made me laugh.
I've got porn with double entendre.
Really?
That's a double entree. With two spoons.
What about you?
I have some howdy do's. I have a howdy do to Chris, who is living in Chicago. He lives in the hood. He has great teeth, too.
Oh, he's cute.
He's very cute.
He's cute.
Are they the prettiest teeth you've ever come across?
They maybe are. In time.
I also have a howdy do going out to Jeremy, another Louisiana listener, Shreveport this time.
The double L.
Louisiana and Australia. They love us.
Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
London.
Lest we forget.
We lest not.
Molest we forget.
And then I have a howdy do to Steve in Las Vegas. We just missed you because we were there and we didn't see you. We were asking her, are you Steve? Are you Steve?
Are you Steve with the blog about the bad traffic? Because we got a terrible cabbie.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we had some bad driving experiences.
Bad driving. And there was a hole in the expressway while we were there. Big giant pothole that they had to shut down the expressway to fix for a couple of days. Which made traffic that was already bad even worse. So, howdy do to Steve. And then I have one last howdy do, a very special howdy do. Extra special. Goes out to Daniel in Australia. I met Daniel while I was in Las Vegas, and we had a very nice time. Thank you very much.
Ooh.
I hope you're listening.
By very nice time, you mean?
We had a very nice time.
That's nice.
Did you make him talk for you to say things over and over again so you could?
I could listen to that accent for
heard it.
Hours.
What
hours
accent did he have?
Australian.
It wasn't Rock Island.
He's from Sydney.
He's from Rock Island.
I could listen to that. Wow, I never met anybody with my accent before.
Well, I have some howdy do's going out to. I have some international flair in my howdy do's this evening. First, we have Beta and Max from Somerset, UK. That's the United Kingdom. And then we have Phil in the Netherlands. We had a good time exchanging through the website some emails where he explained the geopolitical system in the Netherlands, which personally I'm very fascinated with, but you know.
But you don't like book TV.
No.
Amazing.
Yeah, but I enjoyed hearing him explain that all to me because it was new information. We have Fabio and Al. They're the same person. and she's from Mexico. So there's your third country.
Friends don't let friends comment on blogs while they're drunk.
Amen. And then finally, John from Michigan. Is it Michigan State or University of Michigan?
The latter.
U of M. Who is apparently a marketing major because he described exactly what our podcast appeals to.
Demographically speaking.
Demographically, of course.
And he was another listener from Retro Crush, so we have to give a little howdy-do to Robert Barry.
I'd like to give a little something-something to Robert Barry, if you know what I mean.
You're so bad.
You're dirty, Dina.
And right now, all you'd give him was a cold.
Robert Berry.
Robert Berry.
My bees shouldn't come through my puff card.
Come here.
I'm not normally a mouth breather, Robert Berry, but I can't breathe through my nose.
So that's all the howdy do's we have. We got anything else for tonight?
I'm all washed up.
I haven't had someone offer me a little card with a naked woman and a phone number in 24 hours. I'm starting to...
That's because you're just fresh back from the Vegas.
That's right. You walk down the strip... And all of these...
Is that what it's called, the strip?
Yeah, it's called the strip. And I noticed that they were in packs, and I think they were like families, because you had a man and a woman and a younger, you know, a little younger kid, and they all have little pamphlets and things for how to get strippers in your room. And so as you walk by, they're like tapping them on your hand so you can hear them, and they put them in front of you. And as a single as a guy by myself, especially when you guys weren't there, you're like prime target. They swarm you, and they're like, they won't touch you, but they shove this shit in your face. And I just want to walk down the strip going, I suck cock. Leave me alone.
Don't pretend that you didn't do that, because I believe we were in front of the Bellagio when I was like, he's gay. You got any of them homo cars?
It was
like the parting of the Red Sea.
We also had the, remember the party promoters, the people, they do kind of the same thing except with passes to get into clubs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And as we were walking by, this one woman came up, she's like, passes for clubs if you're going to go dancing. I have, what did she say? Diverse
clubs.
Diverse clubs. And I'm like, oh, Dina, you could get into the lesbian bar. No waiting, no cover.
growlers, half off.
Fridays
at Ram.
One little observation to make. It's actually not even my observation. It's that of my roommate. Every morning he gets up, and he's been very good about going to the gym at like 4:30 in the morning. And he gets really pissed off in the parking lot. He goes to a hoity-toity gym, and there are people who are vulturing for parking spaces to go in and work out.
Yeah.
They don't want to walk the extra 15 feet.
Yeah, the gym in my neck of the woods is like that, too. There's people who will follow you as you're walking out of the gym to get your space.
What is that all about?
And they've got a huge parking lot. It's like you're at a gym. Go park the farthest out. Hello. Well, I think that about wraps this shit up.
I think so, too. It's so good to be back again. And thank you, our listeners. Thank you for bearing with us. And
Robert bearing with us.
That's right.
Ooh.
So we are back. In
like back straight.
All right.
We're back in black. AC/DC.
So tune in next week, where we bring you more fun and laughter and giggles and the Dewey Decimal System tip of the week.
Unfortunately, the laughter will be on this side of the microphones.
Night Live. Night Crawler.
Night in White Satin.